Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Dan Plucker, executive producer, other side of the glass. 1 hour from right now, Chester Markle, Packers Hall of Fame kicker, will join us to talk about the issues that Mason Crosby has been having this year. And you know, part of this too, Gary, is in the beginning when he was having these issues, Crosby, it was, well, the holder. Well, it was the snapper not getting the holder of the ball in the right position, the holder not moving the laces. Well, now the holder is moving the laces and the ball is set up perfectly. He hits the 54-yarder. I'm like, okay, he's fixed. We're good. Let's go.
That 54-yard didn't look good.
It was low.
Yes.
It was a line drive kick.
Didn't look good.
Wasn't off like it normally is.
That's not him. I said to myself, that's not him.
So you thought.
He even hit it. I go, that ain't right.
Because it was too low.
Yes, you can. He's not right. You can just, I don't know.
There was nothing wrong with that hold.
No.
Because you can rewind it and look.
Yes.
The other one, I think the ball may have been kind of slanted one way or the other. Yes, yeah. Dan Plucker.
Well, I was just going to say with Crosby, it just feels like he's like expecting for something to go wrong. That's kind of what I like evaluate. Yeah.
Like it looks the like mental
he's
side?
It's in his
yeah.
head.
I think he's like second guessing because it's been such a struggle like over the course of these past few weeks that he's like trying to focus on everybody else's job
yes.
and not his own. Where he's like, okay, the snap was good. Okay, the hold was good. But he's not thinking of actually just making the kick himself.
No.
So mental.
Yes, it's all in his head.
So how do you fix that?
Well, that's what we're going to talk to Chester Markle about.
Because, I mean, the mental aspect of the game is big.
Kicking is different. I don't know about kicking.
But it's like throwing a pick, right? I mean, if you throw a pick, you got to forget about it and go out there and back and play again.
I think kicking is completely different. It's not like throwing a pick. It's not like fumbling.
Or giving up a big play as a corner.
No, it's
or a wide receiver dropping a wide open ball.
Yeah, it's different. Kicking is completely different.
So you think it's – well, see, and again – none of us are kickers, obviously.
Right.
So I don't know how much of it is physical versus mental when you're a kicker.
I think kicking to me seems to be a lot is mental, but there's a lot that goes into it that you're – because they don't necessarily – their fate sometimes depends on a lot of other people within this process of what they're doing.
Correct. Yes. Totally. But now when you were there in Green Bay, I don't remember. Did you have Stenerud or was he gone?
No, he was gone. El Del Greco.
Del Greco was your kicker. Okay. Yeah. Del Greco never went through anything like this.
Not that I remember.
Did you ever have a kicker with issues when you were in all your time
in
Green Bay?
Great kickers, too.
No.
Who were your kickers in Green Bay?
Well, Chris Jackson was the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But who was before that? Didn't y'all go through some? Didn't we have, like, Max and Dejas at one point, some of these other guys? Was that before you?
Infante, he had. Who did you have for Infante?
I don't know. I don't remember.
What year was your first year?
90.
What was Paul McJulian? Yeah. Was he a
punter?
He was a punter.
Yeah, he was very good. Let me see. Well,
Kirk Maggio. Oh no, that was the punter, not the kicker. Hold on a second.
Kicker.
I don't even remember Kirk Maggio.
You remember Don Brackens? He was a
Don Brackens.
He was good.
He was a punter.
Yeah, he's.
Did he go to the Jets from the Packers?
Yeah, he's passed.
Yeah,
away.
But Ryan Longwell was amazing. I don't think Ryan Longwell went.
Well, Longwell was after Jackie.
Yes, I think so. Longwell was like right when I left, but he was good. He was good. But I think does he lead the league in misses? Like 8?
I would assume so. I haven't looked, but 9? I would assume so.
But I think if you've been looking at a lot of these other teams, a lot of these it ain't automatic. Ever since they moved that extra point back, it's a big deal.
It's a struggle.
But when he made the one. Tied up to 31, Steve, people were thinking he was going to miss it. But he made it. But the one, 4-for-8 inside of 30, 30-35 or whatever it is, that's the one that's a little bit concerning because that can stop you from going to the Super Bowl because when you line up, people are going to think that's automatic, it's 30 yards. That's why I'm going to tell you something. Some of the Minnesota fans, I know it played out for their kicker who also missed one. When they were going to make that last kick, I mean, they were sitting on the edge of their seat. It was a short kick, but you just never know.
Jackie was the kicker in 90. So you never had a bad kicker.
No. Well, we were so good on defense and offense later. But still, you would think that in the 30s, you can make it 40s, you can make it 50s. I mean, it's 50-50. You know, you make them. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. It's going to make these coaches start going for it. I'm telling you, inside the 20, they're not kicking field goals anymore.
They're
not going to do it.
Okay.
And I don't think they'll ever go for 2.
Let me ask you if you can do this. This isn't very, ethical. Or I don't know what you want to say. But couldn't McCrosby just have a back spasm, not be able to kick this week? Then he's got the bye week the next week. Give him essentially 2 Sundays off in a row and try and see if that kind of rejuvenates or reboots him. Bring somebody else in to kick against the Rams for 1 week, and then he has the bye week the next week. So he essentially gets a game off where he doesn't have to kick. Then he gets the next week, which is the bye week. So essentially 2 weeks to kind of get yourself rejuvenated a little bit, like for pitchers in baseball, right? Again, conspiracy theories, fine, whatever. But a guy all of a sudden in a bad funk, all of a sudden something happens, and boom, there he goes to the IL, right? 10 days, whatever it is. And then he comes back, and maybe sometimes he gets fixed. But they give him a little bit of a breather or a break in order to get it figured out. Yes, Dan Plucker.
Corbin Burns, Cy Young winner, on the show tomorrow at 105.
Yeah!
Okay, finally.
Yeah. There you go. Well, hour number 4 tomorrow for Corbin Burns. Hour number 4. Tomorrow, Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
Mike Vassallo, get that done for us? The Burgeman Relations
Absolutely.
Guy. Nicely Credit done, Mike. Thank you,
thanks,
Mike.
Thanks,
there you
Vassallo.
Go. All right. That'll be a nice show tomorrow.
Think that's why the NFL is king. We don't do that, Steve. We don't.
No,
fake
you don't.
Injuries.
No, you can't do that, Steve. We let you say it, though. We can't.
Yeah,
faking no injuries.
We don't do that.
What?
Yeah, we don't do that. We'll let the other people do that.
Fake
we let
injury.
Them load management.
Faking an injury.
Faking an injury.
I would never say such a thing.
Yeah, what you just said.
No. Mason Crosby says his back hurts. He can't kick this Sunday.
You want him to fake it.
Stop.
There's nothing wrong with his back, but you want him to fake it.
Yeah. You ready for the.
You can't prove a back spasm one way or the other.
Yeah, you want him to fake it, right?
Yeah.
Can't prove it. Can't prove if he's faking or not.
If he's got
a back spasm between now and Sunday, what am I going to do?
We ain't doing that.
Top 5 kickers. In Packers history. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Give me 5 first. Give me number 5 first.
5 first.
Yeah.
Chester Marco, which we'll have on in the 4th hour.
Yeah, 106.
Yeah. He kicked in the 70s into the 80s, correct?
Yeah, he has a book out, too. I hope he promotes
it. 1972 to 1980.
Yep. That's a long run as a kicker.
Number 4, Jan Stenerud. Jan Stenerud a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Yes.
Love Jan Stenerud.
He's an awesome
guy, too.
He was
a big fan. He was with the Chiefs.
One of my favorites to bump into.
He was on the NFL's 75th anniversary all-time team.
We've had him on the Big Show.
Yeah, we have.
He's great.
We can get him again if you want to.
He looks good.
Number 3, Chris Jackie, 1989 to 1996.
Yep.
That's a nice run, too.
Super Bowl champ. Number 2, Ryan Longwell.
Longwell.
Viking.
1997 to 2005.
He
number
was
1.
The all-time scorer.
Number 1, Mason Crosby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because he beat Longwell's all-time record, scoring record.
Hey, Plucker, give me a list of who's available for kickers. I'm anxious.
If they're available, I may not want them, Steve. They're available for a reason.
I understand. I just need them for a week. I just need them for Sunday. Man, I don't need them after that. Just one Sunday, and then we move on. Crosby gets a couple weeks off and then comes back against the Bears in prime time and gets himself.
If that guy shanked it, what do you do?
Doesn't matter. He's gone anyhow after the game. No, I'm going back to Crosby for the Bears game. But for me,
right.
It's just about trying to get him a mental break for 2 weeks.
Man, I
got a bye week the week
coming.
After. So instead of going to the bye week with him missing another kick or two and being all up in his head and not being able to play the next week.
Guys in and out
if he's
time.
Ever somebody's boss, you don't want to work for a guy like Steve. You can't make no mistake. Out. You can't do nothing. You can't misplace no email. Yeah. You can't.
What is wrong with trying to help somebody?
That's not helping him.
Yes, it is.
Don't fake it.
If we're
thinking. Give him another scenario. Just tell him to cut him.
No, I don't want to cut him.
Well, what do you
want to
do?
Why are you taking it to the extreme? I just told you.
That is
I don't want him to kick this
cheating.
Week.
That's
I don't want him.
Cheating.
Oh, stop.
That's not cheating?
Stop.
It's not.
When we talk about this with
Crosby.
That's
why he used the word ethical. That's why.
That's
why
I said.
Said
it's not ethical. It's not.
You said it under your breath, though.
Yeah,
say
but
it louder.
But it's true. It's not.
You want an athlete to be unethical to please you to kick for
my guess would be it happens all the time across all sports.
What?
But either way.
That's a conspiracy. Let him go. It's a conspiracy.
What?
But either way.
It's a conspiracy.
Who told you that?
I'm telling
let him go,
you.
Man.
You
let
have
him
guys
go.
That get in funks or whatever
okay.
else and need a break.
Who,
and it's
what
something
guy?
It's something that you
what
can't
sport?
Prove.
What sport does that happen?
Back spasm.
What
prove
sport
it.
Does that happen?
Hold on. Just asking me a question.
No, saying,
how do you prove a back spasm?
I was asking you what sport does that happen?
I think
in?
It happens in all of them.
No.
I think it does. Mm-mm. Where a guy is in a funk and needs a break and says, dude, my back is acting up, man.
Oh,
I need. I need.
No.
You can't prove a back spasm.
They can't.
There's no happened. Test. There's nothing.
Yes, it
that
is.
Doesn't happen
no, there's
football.
Not.
Yes, it is.
Doesn't
it's a.
Football,
it's a.
It's a what?
It's a stress test in the way they bend you.
Bend you.
They
bend
know.
You.
Yes,
bend
and you. With the ultrasound, it'll show the red where all the blood is bringing. But if ain't no blood there, they ain't see nothing, and you can't bend down. They go through it. Yo, yeah.
Come on.
And then your teammates. Will say he's a faking guy because Steve told him to do it, and they will never go back in another locker.
That was a knock on Brett Anderson all this year. Every time
that's
Anderson
baseball.
Would be
that's
pitching
baseball.
Bad, all of a sudden, whoops, doesn't feel well,
that's it,
and he's
football,
out.
Yeah,
that happened all year for
that
Brett
that
Anderson.
That happened in football.
Brewers
Steve.
Fans would get so mad.
Okay, as
so
Logan did he ever fake it.
And again,
I bet Logan going to say, no, we don't.
But hold on. With Brett Anderson, it was just complete coincidence. Like, he was getting hurt in games. As it was happening.
Well, if he get hurt, he hurt.
But fans weren't buying it. Fans were like, oh, he's not pitching well, so now he's going to do
see,
this.
None of those fans played sports.
Was that like a conspiracy theory with Rami what? Not showing up on Mondays?
Migraine Mondays? Our afternoon guy?
Don't go there.
That was started by another staff member, not me. John in Jersey,
allegedly.
You're next
what's
on
up?
The Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy. What's up?
Hey, I got something for Leroy. I had a little taste test over the weekend with your vodka.
Okay, what happened?
Okay.
What happened?
So let me set the tone. I'm down my finished basement with my buddies and their wives. We put Tito up there.
Mm-hmm.
We put my favorite, GG, Grey Goose. And we put Leap. And I got to tell you, it's right up there, Leroy.
Okay, I like that.
Right up there.
I like that.
They all liked it. And I bought, like I said, the bigger bottle because I didn't want to. No, I'm going to come back to Green Bay, but it was really good. It was really good. I want to give you a prop for that.
I appreciate that, my brother. We just won an award, too.
Let's talk about Crosby.
Yeah, come on with it.
I like Sparky's little thing with the back spasm, but,
thank
I'm
you.
From Jersey. I'm
most
from
fans
Jersey,
like that.
Josh from Jersey.
We got
him. He's from Jersey. He's from Jersey.
What does that mean? He's from Jersey.
He
that
just
means
said
he's
it.
Less ethical
he
because
said
he's from Jersey?
That's what he said.
Come on, man.
That's what he said.
John said, but I'm from Jersey.
Listen, wait. I gotta resolve this.
Yeah.
Let Mason Cole. I know he's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we don't want to cut him.
Right.
So if the back spasm thing doesn't work, we can't do that, which I understand. Why don't we just have him kick off and have that J.J. Molson guy come off the practice squad? Let him kick field goals.
Well, they may go to that.
So you're going to have him kick off only but not do field goals?
Yeah.
You don't think that's going to be an ego blow to this dude? He'd rather have back spasms, I think, and just miss the game.
You don't have a roster spot to waste right now.
That's true, but.
Yeah, that's a problem. I don't know, guys.
Thanks
be
a lot,
problem.
John.
Love thanks
you call
for the call,
brother.
So we're back to you guys like the back spasm idea then. Better
no,
than
I don't
having
like
that,
that
idea.
No, I don't like
you don't like
cheating,
that idea
no.
anyhow?
How would you encourage that, but you, the PED guys, you want them thrown out of sports, but you want this guy to fake an injury?
He's taking himself out of a game. He's not doing it for benefit. He's not.
It is benefiting you.
He's not taking PEDs
you want
to make
his, to do it.
He's not taking PEDs to make his legs stronger and kick farther.
It's worse.
No, it's not.
Well, we disagree. It's worse for you to fake an injury just for another guy to kick. So why would you get paid?
Steve, that's why I love this show.
Now, no, if we, that's it better. It give me a headache.
No, this is why I love this show.
I'm calling this
because we can, if you want to.
Look at soccer players. They make injuries all the time.
You can have people to call in and see how many people agree with Sparky.
Yeah.
And they all agree with Sparky.
But if their girlfriends fake it, their wives fake it, they want to be there.
Right. Yeah, this right here, you and I don't even.
No, they don't.
You and I don't even see what Steve is seeing right now. Just fake it. Don't even cross our mind.
Guys fake it.
Women fake it all the time. You need to stop.
What are you talking about? I'm the lover.
You need to stop. Brian in South Milwaukee, you're next here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Brian?
Well, I used to be one of those that was kind of skeptical of back spasms and stuff and until I got a disc problem about 20 years ago. And,
oh, yeah? They suck.
Yeah, that shit.
That's
shit
one
you,
of those bad
shit
things. I mean, when you get a back spasm, you just don't know when they're going to come on, and there's really not much you can do. I mean, the worst thing for me triggering a lot of times is if you hold your hands above your head and you're trying to hold something up. I mean, that really just irritates it like crazy, but I mean, you know, it's just whatever irritates it, there's not much you can do, and it is painful.
Ask Gary. Gary's a professional of back
Gary
problems
faking?
Right now. Thanks for the call.
Gary ain't faking.
No, Gary's not faking it.
Yeah, he ain't faking it.
But
so Mason, don't fake it. He just need to make the kick. Just make the kick.
Just give him a break. He needs a mental break, and this gets him a mental break for 2 weeks. Y'all just figure it out, because this is the only way it's going to happen. This dude goes up here, misses a field goal or two, and then has to sit there and think about it for 2 weeks, and then the next game's on prime time against the damn Bears? Oh, come on. You don't want to put him through that. You're not going to worry about this week. You're going to get a bye week. We'll get y'all fixed to, you know, be inside the indoor facility, away from the media, and work on it for a couple weeks, figure this out, and be ready for the Bears game. That's how we're going to make this one play. But again, ethics.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
We knew it was an explosive offense. You know, they got two premier receivers. Dalvin Cook, he's premier back, and I think Kirk Cousins a premier quarterback. So that's quite a tandem that they have across the board. I think their O-line did a nice job. You know, it's a good offense, and they got the better of us today.
I think it may be just that simple. I mean, the Vikings played really well. I mean, Kirk Cousins, for example, we were talking about this earlier, about the interceptions that the Packers should have had at the end of the day that they didn't end up having at the end of the day. And Ian Harditz put this out. Check this out, guys. Ian Harditz, our guy who's on Fridays. He's on this Friday, right, Plucker? Right? Yeah. So he'll be on this Friday as well with Gary Ellerson and Rami Makhlouf doing fantasy football in the last hour. He tweets this out. Not shocking, I don't think, to anybody. But most interceptions and dropped interceptions, according to Pro Football Focus, by quarterback this year, okay? Number one is, who do you think, Gary?
Aaron Rodgers. Most interceptions
plus dropped interceptions. So those drops by the Packers would have factored into this for Kirk Cousins. So who do you think is one? Interceptions and dropped interceptions combined.
Is that Mahomes. A thing?
It is a thing. Ian Harditz has it. We got the numbers. Number one, who do you say? Mahomes?
Yeah.
Mahomes is tied for second at 16.
But then Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, not on the list.
Oh, wow.
Stafford.
Matt Stafford is tied for third. Number one is Josh Allen with 18.
Josh, he had a terrible game.
Number two, thanks in large part to yesterday, Ryan Tannehill and Patrick Mahomes with 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Number 15, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, and Taylor Heinicke with 15. Heinicke hasn't even started the whole year.
He's playing hard, though.
And he's got 15. Sam Darnold with 14. Joe Burrow with 13. Trevor Lawrence with 12. How about this? Mike White, what did he play, two games? Has 11. And then 10, Derek Carr, Garoppolo, Goff, and Zach Wilson. Cousins not even on that list. And that's including yesterday's games. That stat again from Ian Harditz, courtesy of Pro Football Focus.
Cousins on Gary's list because Garrett said that for the game. He going to give you three opportunities. You got to catch the ball,
in
man.
In this case, he gave us five.
Right.
Probably been six, okay? But one of them, do it right to you, man. Just look, take a peek. Now, trust me, I have no room to say in this character.
You never dropped the ball.
If I had caught half of the ones I dropped, I'd already been in the Hall of Fame. I mean, sometimes they get on you. But I couldn't see real good, Gary. That's why I squint like this. So the
why
depth,
you squint like that?
I don't know. I always done it. Just kind of, I'm a squinter, but I couldn't see that great.
Yeah.
So they say you got this stigmatism, whatever.
Yeah.
But we had a caller earlier said about the jug machine. We had to catch 30 balls, and the most difficult ones, the ones coming straight at you. The ones that are away from you were easier. But the easiest ones, the one you have to go up and elevate, I remember Dick Geron, that was my guy. This would help me. He said, once you feel the laces of the ball, you clutch it. You don't never think about running. Just once you get that ball, it's a turnover. You don't even think about it. Once your feet hit the ground and you have it, now you run. I think sometimes as defenders, we think about pick six or try to get – no, you just get it first. Because that receiver is a defender now. They teach them. I said, why is they down there teaching Sterling them to break up the ball? He said, well, they have to turn into defenders.
Yeah.
Devontae broke up one, okay, on the side. He broke up one that was – actually, I think he broke up two. But when you have a chance, those receivers are taught to knock that ball out. Because guess what they – I used to tell this to Brock now when we was at Muskego. I said, we're defensive backs for a reason. And he was like, what's that? I said, because we can't catch. We don't get a lot of opportunities. But when you get that opportunity, you squeeze it, secure it, your feet on the ground, now you run. But it's in that order. But it's a hard thing. But he threw them a lollipop, the one he had to go up that could have won the game.
Yep.
That was a true lollipop. That could have changed everything.
No doubt. They win the game probably. Yeah. Let's go to Phil in Chicago. Listen on that Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today. What's going on, Phil?
What's going on, y'all? Yeah, look, man, this we could put the blame on so many other things, right? But I don't know. Is this how you say it in the South? Boil it down to the root. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Boil it down to the what?
Yeah.
Down to the root. They say.
Oh, to the root.
But anyway.
Yeah. Rooted to the tooth.
Yeah. Boil it down.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't
root.
Don't do that, Leroy.
If Savage catches that ball, that one interception, we win that game because we would have gotten to field goal range and won the game. That was just like Micah Hyde. I blamed Micah Hyde for that playoff loss against San Francisco.
Okay.
In the wild card. So that was just like that. But my other thing, too, before I go, is I think we just, you know, just stick it out with Mason because he's gone through this before.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, when he part of the reason why McCarthy got fired because they lost to Arizona, I think that he missed a field goal, something like that against Arizona. So I think we should just stick with Mason, man. Just there's a lot of ups and downs. We just got to stick with the guy. I think he can put – he hit 52 yards yesterday. Come on, man.
I think it's 54.
Be disloyal. Or was it 52 yards?
Yeah, 52, 54. It's
54, and he missed the 32 yards.
He was in the 50s, yeah.
But your point's well taken,
Phil. Yeah, well taken, Phil.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Miss you, my brother.
You know what Phil sound like a little bit?
Who?
Tay Diggs.
I thought it was Kevin Hart.
He sound like Tay Diggs, you see.
Yeah, he did sound a little. I like Tay Diggs.
You like Tay Diggs?
Yeah.
I want to go back to
that
Crosby. I'm a Wayne Brady guy myself.
Years ago when Crosby was horrible. And I said, I'm done. Let's just move on.
I remember you said that.
When he missed those five in Detroit?
He never came out of that.
When?
That year.
He didn't come out of it that whole rest of the
year.
Oh,
that year,
he never came out of it.
No, he didn't. He was
inconsistent. He got a three-year deal.
So if we learn from history, that means, like, again, he could come out of it.
Right.
But the last time he went through something like this, he didn't. No. It wasn't until the next year that he was right.
Yeah.
And that's something else to consider in this whole thing.
Yeah.
I know y'all don't want to fake back spasms and all that, but.
No, another way, Steve.
We're not doing that, Steve. Come
find
on,
another
Steve,
way than faking it.
Yeah. Find another way?
Yeah, than faking it.
Be crazy.
I don't want to cut him.
Well, you so got to keep him there, like Phil said.
The only, or you do what that other guy says, which is you bring up the kicker from the practice squad and tell him to kick field goals, and Crosby kicks off. But that's a huge ego blow to Crosby. And everybody in that locker room is like, what are we doing?
Exactly. Can't do
well, it's really not.
Because you're then it's you giving up on him if you do that.
No, pretty giving much. Up on it would be waving him.
Correct, I guess, yes. Yeah, so you're not all the way giving up on
him. That's a scenario, have him or just kick field goals, knowing he can kick off, save his leg. I don't know.
Yeah,
I want it the other way. Yeah. I want him to kick off and let this other guy, who I don't know if he's any good or not, Molson, kick field goals.
Mason's first ever kick won a walk-off. So he's been here, 15 years? So just like the guy Tucker up in Baltimore, that kicker's been around a long time. They ain't trying to get rid of him.
No.
Because he make those big kicks. And when you really need it, okay, Mason will come through.
All right, he is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer. Gary, tell us all about your friends over at the Jewelry Center.
Three locations locally, folks. 76 Layton Plaza. In Brookfield, off Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. ShopTJC.com is the website that you want to go, where you can statewide, you can reach out statewide, just get just about anything that you want at all three of their stores. And guys, and they're the home of the Lightbox Jewelry Diamond. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Lightbox Jewelry Diamonds in another week here or so. But right now, it's time for you to start thinking about Christmas. It's right around the corner. Steve was in the other day, and him and Kay, and they had all the presents getting wrapped up. So it's getting time. I mean, it's time to start figuring out what you want to.
You got your presents all wrapped. You said you did all your shopping.
I'm almost done, Steve. I would say 90%.
That's awesome.
What about you, about 90?
I got the youngest done. So now it's just getting about 80%? Stuff for the oldest. And then, but I still got, you know,
about
grandparents.
75%? 50%?
I'd say closer to 50.
Yeah, I'm about 90. Leroy, 90%?
How do y'all do percentages? You have a list? And
you got a list, and you not know how many presents you want to get.
And how many people you got to buy
for. You about 90%, Leroy?
My wife in charge of all that.
Oh, you don't buy presents?
No, she do all that stuff.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm too busy.
But I just let Steve and you know that if you go to Dean, just get me a watch. Don't gift wrap it. Just get me a watch. Thank you.
You don't want a gift wrap?
No. For what?
I tell you this.
That's
now,
recycling.
Well, yeah, that too. But their gift wrapping is absolutely unbelievable.
Really?
You're right. You just said that. You were wrong.
You're
man,
right,
I ain't never got a gift wrap.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yes. Really?
Tight.
Yes, it is.
I've never seen anything gift wrapped from Jewelry Center.
Just tell them you want a gift wrap. They got you. They got you.
Tight. You can't even get in the box. It's amazing.
My gift wrapping is awful. Oh. Do they do all presents?
Yeah, tight.
So I can bring my presents over to them and have them wrap them?
Just what you buy from the Jewelry Center.
Oh, that's
too bad. No, you can't bring your stuff in. This ain't the mall, cuz.
And this boy had like 6-7 like big boxes bigger than these.
Yeah,
things.
He tried to do all had a ton of boxes in here yesterday. Yeah,
just go to shoptjc.com if you can't get to the three locations, and just tell them Leroy Butler and Gary Ellison sent you, and they will take good care of you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
No, I mean, I feel good about our defense. I feel like they were due for a big stop. We had a chance there. Sav, you know, almost was able to hold on to that pick, get us the ball back at the 40. But, I mean, Kirk's had a really nice season. He played really well today. And we just started a little bit too slow. You know, didn't score enough points.
There you go. That's Aaron Rodgers after they lose to the Minnesota Vikings 34-31. Your chance to get in with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Can I talk about something else? 855-830-8648. Yes, Gary.
I want to talk about pertaining the Minnesota Vikings fan base. Can I do that?
You going to troll their fan base?
Well, they troll us.
After a loss?
I want to.
Oh boy!
Unlike any other fan base, and it's all over social network. I just don't understand, and maybe you guys can call into it. I don't understand how the Vikings fans they get more emotionally invested in this game than like Packer fans do.
Just their Super Bowl.
And I'm a little bit upset at Leroy Butler right now.
Leroy doesn't seem too bothered the fact that you're upset by him. No,
I don't.
Not even looking at you.
Yeah, you don't care.
Let's
because he walks in today with all this purple stuff on.
Yeah.
He is wearing Viking stuff today.
This is not purple. It's
purple.
Violet. That's violet.
Purple.
Semantics is violet. Yeah.
Violet is purple. Violet is a shade of purple.
Semantics, again. Finish your point. Yeah. This ain't purple.
They seem to get much more invested in this. Not even Bears fans kind of do what Viking fans do.
Steve, why are you letting him?
I can help him understand this once he's done.
I mean, okay, they don't. I'm close with Bear fans. I'm close with Viking fans. But it may be because the Bear fans, maybe because they've won a Super Bowl or championships, and Viking fans have never experienced that. So the only game they have is to beat the Packers. How can you be so happy and great that you beat us? Are they 5-5?
Yeah.
And we're 8-3. You would have thought that they were in first place right now.
Can I help you not understand? So this is Packer fans years ago. This is Packer fans when we weren't any good, having to deal with the dominant Chicago Bears, and we would get excited if and when we were keep it close with the Bears or beat the Bears. This is Packer fans when Leroy's teams couldn't beat Dallas, and we would get way more invested in those games than I'm sure Cowboy fans did. Cowboy fans looked at us and said, this isn't a rivalry. Y'all can't beat us. It's not a rivalry. For Packer fans, it was the rivalry because we couldn't beat them. So Packer fans were all about winning that football game. Dallas wasn't necessarily invested. Now it's the opposite for the Packers, in which Packer fans, they don't care about Minnesota, Detroit, and Chicago. Whatever. Y'all ain't winning the division as long as we got 12. Now, once 12's gone, and now it's Jordan Love, okay. Then all of a sudden, maybe everybody gets more invested because maybe the leader in the division starts changing every year, and then maybe it becomes more of an investment in games.
That's why I brought in Bear fans in on this. Because they don't act like that when they beat us.
But we'll find out Rami when you talk to him.
No, I see Rami. Rami don't get out. No. I mean, Rami worries. But see, here's the thing about – and Bear fans, you ready for this? They wear their Bear stuff 24/7, 365. They don't stop.
That's true.
They always wear it, even when they don't win.
That's true.
Viking fans only wear their stuff
similar to Cub fans
when they win.
Yeah, Cub and Bear fans, very similar in that aspect.
They wear it
all
no
the time,
no matter what.
Right.
Viking fans don't. They only wear it when they win. Have you ever noticed that difference?
Got a good point there. Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, I've got a
I don't know about LeRoy. He had made a poor dressing choice
today. Why would you wear that the day after?
Dress choice today.
I can care less about that. They get millions of dollars. It's just semantics. And if you Google what's LeRoy Butler's favorite color, it is purple. Okay?
Poor.
Did Gilbert know that?
It's a fact.
Dress choice.
It was when I was little.
Gilbert hates purple.
But this is violet.
That's a shade of purple.
I tell you
man.
What, look at the picture. I took a picture with John because I cut a thing. He's a Viking fan. Mm. Look at that picture I just tweeted. He has on purple, I have on violet. It's totally different.
So this is the thing. So when you watch Spectrum News to One, News One tonight, News. And you see News Gary Ellerson and LeRoy Butler, Gary will be the one not wearing purple.
Yeah.
LeRoy will be the one wearing violet.
Yeah.
And violet when you see Gary or LeRoy on Spectrum News to One tonight, tweet us at Big Show Network and tell us if you think that's purple.
I want to back up because I think I might have watched over this. So you and John took a picture today, and John's is a Viking fans, and I'm sure John.
For, John is our guy that's in charge of like imaging and commercials.
I'm sure
and
John,
he's
like
obnoxious
most,
Viking
most
fan.
Vikings fans, probably wore purple today. So you and John both had purple on today.
Okay,
but you
look,
are not
at that, look at that picture and tell me if it's the same.
Okay. You talking about
different
shade.
Shades of purple. Yes.
Right. Oh, there you go. Semantics. Yeah. That's all
right, but violet is a shade of purple, so it's still purple.
But is it purple?
Oh, yeah.
Did you lose a bet that you had to wear the purple today? Is that what's going on?
No. I lost a bet. I had to take a picture with him with his Viking shirt on.
Yeah, and you had to wear purple today.
No, I wore this because this was clean.
Oh, okay. So I thought maybe you lost a bet that you had to wear. Because
would have made more sense.
I lost a bet. Didn't I lose a bet with what's the name?
Shane.
And I had to wear, what did I have to wear, Steve?
Dallas? Was it Dallas?
I've got the picture still.
Was it Dallas?
Was it Vikings?
You had to wear a Brett Favre purple Viking shirt.
We ain't doing that.
And then Shane framed it.
Gary ain't doing that.
Shane is a listener of ours. I haven't heard from Shane in a while.
I haven't either.
No, but I have all of Shane's Brett Favre jerseys in my house.
Why?
All
he live
them
with you?
In a bag. No. I needed them. I forgot why I needed one of them. I needed one of them. And he said, here, just take them. So I've got them. I've got Jets one. I've got the Vikings one.
Yeah.
Got them all still. I know exactly where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen Shane since to give them back to him.
Okay.
But, yeah, either way. So, yeah, Gary lost it and then did, like, the Heisman pose wearing the Brett Favre Vikings jersey. And Gary was not too happy.
Was Shane a Vikings fan?
Is a Vikings fan. Yes. Tony in Texas, you are next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Sparky, got two questions. First one for Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy, what is the secret of intercepting footballs? How do you simulate that in practice? There's certain players that have a knack for it. I think you did. Charles Woodson, Darren Sharper.
Shields.
What is the secret? How do you catch a ball without dropping it?
I think for the most part, you have to attack it and just don't worry about running with it. If you think about running with it, you're going to drop it. You just got to catch it. Even if you don't get any yards, you just got the interception and game's over or whatever, it's done. But if you think about running with it, you're going to drop it.
So I watched that Savage interception again, Leroy.
Yeah.
His body just seemed like he was trying to do something besides catching the ball. It was just odd to me. The way his body was contorted, and I don't know what y'all do in practice to make it better. Is there anything like I know you do the little drills with the?
Yeah, we do all the drills. We have the backup quarterback, whoever is the so it would be Jordan Love. It used to be Doug Peterson. He would throw us a lot of passes at all angles, and every time we tried to run, we would drop it. But if you just concentrate on catching it, the percentages were higher.
Right.
So, yeah.
Savage catches that, they win the game.
Ball game.
So, Gary, I got a question for you. It's about the mind-body preparation for a football game and the difference that I see in players from week to week. And I'm going to give you three names right here.
Okay.
I really thought they popped yesterday.
Okay.
Tyler Lancaster.
Okay.
Kenny Clark and Preston Smith.
Okay.
I thought those guys were all over the place.
Yes.
And you know, a guy like Lancaster, he takes a beating from the Packers.
Yes.
Or from Packer fans. And Preston Smith has been hit and miss. But when I see that production from week to week, is that like just the body feeling better? Is this, hey, I'm whipping my guy's ass? What is that?
Thanks for the call.
I think
it's coaching.
Well, I mean, they're all playing better.
Yes. The whole defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, that – they're playing like lights out
right now. Lowry?
Kenny Clark is just annihilating. Dude, that
he took that setter and almost had the running back before he got the ball.
You saw how powerful first the leverage that he had.
If he steps right instead of left, he would have got that running back immediately.
Placement, yep. Just unbelievable. I don't know. I think more so it could be the defense. Sometimes certain guys flourish under other coaches than some coaches.
Right.
And then they are having us. And I don't know what Joe Barry is doing different.
It's the best year Kenny Clark's had. Yeah.
Can you go to 3 for me, please?
Sure. Let's go to Steve and Racine. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. What's
hey
up,
guys.
Steve?
Just wanted to I'm one of the guys that's always a Viking fan that comes up and talks to you guys at the State Fair.
Cool.
Yeah.
Matt, Steve from Racine.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's been a while since I chimed in. So I can really relate to what you guys are talking about with this because I've been a Vikings fan like all my life, and I'm living in southeastern Wisconsin. I live in Racine. So just a lot of heartbreak, a lot of like you guys had in the 70s and 80s where you guys weren't doing that well and the Vikings were doing well, but still couldn't win the big game. So I think it does have – that is a lot – there's a lot to that that – Hello?
Yeah, we're just listening to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just think that it's just a really, you guys have had like 20 some years of all star, great quarterbacks, like the best quarterbacks there are, and it's just like, for us, it's always just like we're struggling at quarterback every single year for the last decade or so. So I just wanted to chime in on you guys, and I think you guys hit it right on the head, but. Myself, I wear purple all the time.
Okay.
So I'm not one of those Viking fans.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate it.
Steve cleared that up.
And we got people listening on ESPN Lacrosse. I'm sure there's a bunch of Viking fans
sure
that listen to that show. A lot of Vikings fans in lacrosse.
Yeah. Who just called? What's his name?
Steve and Racine.
Steve is probably even tougher for him because he is in Bear Country almost.
And Packer Country.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. He's getting it both sides.
Out there in lacrosse, it's probably mainly Packers and Vikings.
Right. He's in the middle.
Yeah, but Gary's right. After like Thursday, they'll pack it all away and wait till we play them on the 9th, and they'll wear it all week.
Well, if the Packers don't be careful, that could be for the division. It's a two-game difference right now. In the loss
that
column.
January 2nd, January 1st game is looming big right now.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we ain't
worried. About it.
Yeah, bring the smoke.
Okay. You're not worried about it?
Not at all. A-Rod look amazing, cuz.
Yeah, January 2nd is the Vikings game, and then the last game is January 9th at Detroit against the Lions.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That'll be a big game.
Let's go to Brett in Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Brett.
As far as the game goes, man, this league is amazing. The ups and downs, the heartache, the happiness. It's crazy, man. But to me, I guess what stood out the most yesterday was the penalties. That really hurt. That personal foul on the quarterback, you know, it's a crusher. Those big plays like that really made a difference.
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
I
won't even go into the special teams.
Yeah, don't.
But
do
I do.
That.
I do have kind of a question about injuries, like David Bakhtiari. I went through a knee surgery. I had a rebuild. Never took. I ended up having to get it replaced. I know modern medicine and is way better. You know, everybody assumes you're going to come back from an injury. You know, 100%. But I mean, there's chances you don't come back 100%.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Bakhtiari, and the fact that he's still not back is concerning. We'll talk more about that coming up next. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Don't forget, Wendy's knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg, and cheese for just $1. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you. Coming up to lead off next hour, Chester Markle, baby. Packers Hall of Fame kicker. Kicked from the mid-70s into the early 80s. We'll see what Chester Markle thinks. And really want to hear the mental side of it, right? So when you miss a kick or two over a couple of games, how hard is that to move on from? And I don't know. Does one kicker talking to another kicker, does that help maybe move the process along? Don't have the answers. We're hoping Chester Markle does. He'll join us next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.